This is Todd Wright, and this is the Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. And they are a full-service law firm. You need not worry about the type of law that they specialize in because they are full service. You can call them for a free consult at any time if you live in the greater Tampa Bay area, 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. The Toddcast is also presented by Pin Chasers. They have 50 lanes at 4847 North Armenia, 40 lanes at 5555 West Hillsborough, 38 lanes at 6816 Gale Boulevard. Have you made your summer camp plans for your kids ages 5 to 15? How about a bowling summer camp? Snacks and lunch, free personalized bowling ball, free shirt, free water bottle, bowling competitions, not just indoor activities, but obviously, you know, there'll be that. They'll be inside. There will be some outdoor activities, free arcade playtime, and a big end of camp party. For camp information and registration, go to pinchasers.net or call 813-871-2695. Pinchasers.net, 813-871-2695. Ages 5 to 15. Cost is $199 per week. Multiple camp dates at multiple locations for Pin Chasers. All right. We are posting this. Well, actually, I am cutting this podcast at just past 5:30 p.m. Eastern time on what day is it? It is Tuesday, a few days removed from hosting Todd Wright Tour XIX at Wentworth Golf Club. And it's time to talk about how Jameis Winston still doesn't get it. How Jameis Winston still makes mistakes when it comes to not understanding certain things you just shouldn't be doing when you are being paid $20.9 million in the final year of your rookie deal, where it is literally a make or break year, where a new coach and a new coaching staff have said they are all in on you and it is all about you, and it is hours after your top pass rusher on the other side of the ball in a single car accident injured himself to the point where he will not likely be able to play on your team in 2019 and is losing roughly half of his $14 million guaranteed salary because it's a non-football injury. Okay, so what did Jameis do? All right. Well, why don't you go, and at the time of me posting this, I'm staring right at it. The Instagram account is Macho Man Trick Shots, M-A-C-H-O, M-A-N-T-R-I-C-K-S-H-O-T-S. On Instagram, Macho Man Trick Shots. I am looking at video from Derek Brooks' Charity Golf Classic. Now, to be clear, I do not play in Derek Brooks' Golf Classic. I've never been invited to play in Derek Brooks' Golf Classic. However, I know the person behind Macho Man Trick Shots. I know what he does, and I know that Derek Brooks' charity golf event is held at the Old Memorial Golf Club just behind Sickles High School in Hillsborough County. So as I'm looking at, and I believe Derek Brooks' charity golf event was, I believe it was Monday, because I believe he does the pairings party Sunday night, may or may not be at the Hard Rock. It has in the past, and people post photos from going to Derek's charity pairings party, and that's the way some of these golf tournaments work. They do a pairings party the night before, and then the golfers wake up the next day, and they play golf. And I'm sure Derek raises a lot of money for charity, and Derek, let's just say, is well known out there at Old Memorial. So, Macho Man Trick Shots. The person behind Macho Man Trick Shots is, I'm just going to give his first name, Trevor. Now, I know Trevor from playing in a lot of other charity golf events where I am invited to play annually, including one where both he and I were on basically the tournament committee this last year for what is commonly known as the Brandon Foundation, and now known somewhat as the Angel Foundation. Trevor has been involved with that tournament for quite a while, was on the tournament committee this year, sat across the table from me at tournament committee meetings. I didn't attend many, but there he was. And then he played in the event, but in previous years, Trevor did what Trevor does for a living, which is, and there are others who do this. Another one I know who's very good at what he does and a super guy is a guy named Mike Ziegler, who had nothing to do with what I'm talking about now. But there are more people who do this than you think. These are skilled golfers who make their living, in part working charity golf events, and here's how it works. So say you're in a foursome and you drive up to the tee box on a par five, and Trevor walks from the tee box, greets you, shakes your hand, introduces himself, and says, I'm going to help you guys out on this hole. And in addition to me helping you out, I hope you help out today's charity by donating X amount of dollars to the charity. And Trevor can hit the ball further than most of us on the team. And then you play from Trevor's ball rather than your own ball, which gives you a chance, a better chance at eagle on the hole. That's the way it works in about 60 seconds. It's Trevor and others who do this way of making a living because they get a percentage of the money and also helping raise more money for the charity involved with that particular golf event. Trevor likes to put on a bit of a show, not just hit a ball far and say, thanks guys, go make eagle. So one of the things that Trevor does is, well, you can view it for yourself on Instagram, at Macho Man Trick Shots. He put a, we'll just call it some form of bicycle helmet. I'm not sure of the material of the helmet. It is an orange helmet, and it doesn't look like much to me. It's there, but it doesn't look like much. On top of the helmet is basically an extended golf tee, larger than normal golf tee, but clearly the tee is, let's just say, a little bit longer than one you would commonly put in the ground to hit a golf ball off of. And then he puts a golf ball on the top of that tee, takes driver, and swings baseball style and drives the golf ball off that tee, off that helmet, off someone's head. That someone's head is Buccaneers $20.9 million franchise quarterback that the team is all in on in Jameis Winston. Now, before I did this podcast, I made one phone call. And that phone call was to Joe. You know him as Joe from JoeBucksFan.com. And I asked Joe, is this something or nothing? And Joe agreed with me, it's something. Now, did Trevor miss hit the ball? And was Jameis injured? No. We can report nothing bad happened from Trevor hitting a golf ball teed up off a helmet that Jameis Winston was wearing while Jameis Winston was sitting on the tee box with his legs crossed. All right? Nothing bad happened to Jameis. Should Jameis be doing this? The answer is no. Isn't Jameis the guy who has said to all of you who are Buccaneers fans and anyone else who's still on board or cynical of him, and that you know, he's making better decisions and, you know, things are going to be good going forward, and he's grown and he's matured. And then there's this. Could it be worse? Damn right it could. Did anything bad happen? No, it didn't. Should Jameis Winston have agreed to do this? The answer is absolutely not. Now, I don't know if at the time of me cutting this podcast, Bruce Arians or Jason Light or any of the Glazers or, God bless the PR staff of the Buccaneers, have seen this. And the fact that it's at Derek Brooks's charity golf event, you know, wasn't the idea, because let's face it, there were some legitimate questions about what the Bucs were actually getting when they drafted Jameis out of Florida State because of the things that Jameis dealt with off the field when he was at Florida State. Wasn't the thought that Derek Brooks, a Florida State guy, a legendary Buccaneer, living and working in the Tampa Bay area, would be the guy to, you know, make sure that nothing else was going to happen? That, yeah, I'll talk, you know, I don't know that Derek ever said, I'll talk to him, this is what I'm going to do, I'm going to take him under my wing. But wasn't that kind of what we all thought, that Derek Brooks would help prevent future things from happening? So that this happened at Derek Brooks's charity golf event at Old Memorial within the last 36 hours just kind of adds to the bad decision-making that was involved here. Trevor probably shouldn't have asked Jameis to do it. Derek probably would never have Trevor do this again. Jameis, ultimately, you could have said to Trevor, no, I'm not doing this. Because no matter how good anyone is at a skill or a talent in which they make their living, there's going to be a chance that once they're off. And on that one time that they're off, something bad can happen. It didn't happen in this case, but I just think it shows that all the talk that Jameis has been offering up, that he is making better decisions at this point in his life, it still just rings very hollow to me. I'll leave you to decide on your own. The Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. Give them a call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME. And by Wentworth Golf Club. Wentworth Golf Club was the host of Todd Wright Tour XV and Todd Wright Tour XIX just last weekend. No, I did not have Trevor at my event. No, and I don't make $20.9 million in quarterback and NFL franchise, but if Trevor was there and asked me to put this little bike helmet with a golf tee on the top and say, sit here Indian style, I'm going to hit a golf ball off your head, the answer would have been no. Wentworth has a player development membership. For $49 per month, you get unlimited range balls, unlimited walking after 3 p.m. That's walking the course and playing golf. Just a $10 cart fee after 3 p.m., and there's free golf lessons with the player development membership. Clinics are Wednesday and Saturday. You can ask the golf shop for more details by calling Wentworth Golf Club, and you can also ask to speak with General Manager Jesse Pratt personally and tell him I sent you. 727-942-4760 or visit wentworthgolfclub.org. That is this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast, and we'll talk to you next time.